Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
Farmers throw a big curveball at wheat diseases that they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't handle Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance and acid soil tolerance. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, right now is an exciting time for Oklahoma agritourism with new projects coming up. I had the opportunity to visit with Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell, who's been working on beautifying some existing projects, including the renovations at Quartz Mountain.
We've invested over $10 million over the last few months in Quartz, renovating the lodge. A brand new restaurant is going to be opening up August 1st as well. So if you've not been to Quartz in a while, you certainly have to go visit, because it really is a gem again. And is the landscape out there, you know, for people that haven't been to Altus and the Lone Wolf area, you'll be blown away by really the landscape and it really has a Sedona feel to it that a lot of people don't know exists in the state of Oklahoma.
Another big project in the works is the spaceport in Burns Flat, Oklahoma.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited about this because of the space exploration industry, and it is now a true industry. You know, I know it's just billionaires going up in the space right now, but that is just the beginning of this space exploration industry. And Oklahoma has one of 12 spaceports in the country. There's only 12 of them, and one of them is right there in Burns Flat. It's the fourth largest runway and longest runway in the entire world, not just in the country, but in the entire world. Now is the time for Burns Flat. And so we have some upcoming conversations. We're talking to some of these startups and established companies in the space exploration field. You know, Burns Flat is right near two great cities in Elk City and Clinton, right off I-40 there. So we believe that it is now the time to be telling the world about Burns Flat and hopefully bringing some businesses to that runway in the near future.
Pinnell added some of his favorite things to do throughout the summer and fall months in Oklahoma is to enjoy all the local festivals and farmers markets.
So, you know, we love going out, finding a farm in a small town, you know, going to the Porter Peach Festival is one of our favorite, summer festivals, going and picking blackberries. Those are the kind of, you know, agritourism opportunities that we have in the state of Oklahoma that's pretty unique. You know, the J. Huckleberry Festival is one of the top festivals in the country, actually. Southern Living Magazine actually spotlighted it. So those are some of our favorite agritourism experiences that we've had over the summer, is finding those amazing, unique festivals that we have and that really help, you know, is the backbone of the sales tax base for a lot of those small towns at those festivals. So I really encourage your listeners, you know, go to travelok.com and find a small town somewhere that you've never been before that has some sort of agritourism attraction and go support it, because it goes a really long way of supporting rural Oklahoma.
To hear more from the Lieutenant Governor about all the exciting things happening across the state, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.